Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Demonstrators set cars on fire, closed roadways, and threw things at police to show their anger over immigration raids. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
When the LAPD declares an unlawful assembly, they need to leave, not scatter around the city creating violence or graffitiing up buildings. This does not help anything.
Dozens of people have been arrested. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
We are here in downtown Los Angeles. It is completely locked down. You easily have hundreds of police officers staged throughout the area. Thousands of protesters yesterday. They've since been dispersed this morning. The focus today, though, for law enforcement, federal buildings, which has become the target for these protests after the National Guard was sent in yesterday.
CBS's Nicole Killian at the White House.
While top Republicans backed having Marines on standby.
We have to be prepared to do what is necessary, and I think the notice that that might happen might have the deterrent effect.
Democrats condemned what they see as a politically motivated show of force. No president has deployed the National Guard without a governor's request since 1965.
Starting today, travelers from a dozen different countries will be barred from entering the U.S. CBS's Torian Small.
The idea behind this, according to White House officials, is to tighten immigration controls because they say this is a national security concern.
U.S.-China trade talks resuming. CBS's Elaine Cobb at the foreign desk.
China says its exports to the U.S. fell nearly 35% last month compared with the same time last year. That as Chinese and U.S. negotiators meet in London today to talk trade. China has a near monopoly on rare earth exports, which gives it a strong bargaining chip. But analysts say the new figures show the U.S. tariffs are taking a toll. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
The Las Vegas Strip was shut down overnight as police searched for a gunman who shot and killed two people in what officials say was a conflict over social media. The gunfire apparently live streamed in front of the famous Bellagio fountain. Police still haven't found the suspect. Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference gets underway today. What do you look for? Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Apple is expected to change the way that the software on its iPhones and iPads and Mac computers look, giving it a much more modern feel and hopefully helping it stand out from a lot of the other devices out there these days.
S&P futures are up 8, Dow futures ahead 44. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 7 people were injured in a Racine County rollover in the town of Dover early yesterday. One person is trapped inside the vehicle, but no injuries were considered to be life-threatening. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating. UW Parkside is merging its 4 academic colleges into one. It's an effort to save up to $300,000 in administrative costs. The new merged college will be led by a senior vice provost and dean. It's a move to address declining enrollment and financial issues. Racine is hosting a week of Juneteenth events, culminating in a parade downtown at 11 Saturday morning. Organizers expect up to 3,000 people to attend, with more details about the events this week available on the city's website. And tonight, Racine's Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board will discuss federal grants and facility upgrades. Public input is welcome. You can find out more about that advisory board and go deeper at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through 6 innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the 7th.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but at the same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the 7th, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
NFL. The Packers have decided to release defensive back Jaire Alexander. The team asking Alexander to take a pay cut, in part because he's missed half the games the last two seasons. The defensive back was scheduled to make $17 million this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
WRJN weather. Partly to mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible early to mid-afternoon. Our high right around 65. Tonight mostly clear. We'll drop to 55 tomorrow. Sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 72 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
People that work in hospitals are truly amazing people. They are so nice and supportive. It makes you suspicious, right? Are they stealing the drugs? They're a little too excited to be around sick people in pajamas. And when I say sick, I'm not talking about the positive slang, right? Because that's part of our language, right? That jacket is sick! But you don't want a medical professional to be like, your test results are sick! I mean, let me clarify, you're dying. It's got to be hard to work in a hospital. That hospital lighting, everyone looks sick in that hospital lighting. I walked in, they're like, we should get you to the ER. I'm just here to see my wife. Well, you have jaundice. See, compared, oh my gosh, I have jaundice too. We all have jaundice. When my wife would nap, I'd go to the cafeteria. Hospitals have the most cutting-edge medical equipment, but they're still serving food like it's Shawshank Redemption. How about selling an MRI machine and getting a pasta station?
Dan Bradley, Mama Didn't Lie. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Looking for showers and thunderstorms likely today. Highs near 68, 58, and somewhat sunny. It's like partly sunny out there at Radio Park. Hey, don't forget, we welcome you to Harbor Fest. Back to the lakefront this week. Starting Friday, June 13th, and wrapping up on Saturday, the 14th. Live music from 9 bands, including a Foreigner tribute. Tribute band from the, they're called Feels Like the First Time. That'll be Friday night. Bella Kane coming up on Saturday night. See all the details at RacineHarborFest.com and be sure to stop by and say hello to the crew. I think I'll be out there. Yeah, I think I'm going to be there Saturday, 1 to 4. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we have a whole bunch of people giving away some nice prizes, tickets to different events throughout the summer. So join us there at Harbor Fest Friday and Saturday. The crew, I'll be out there Saturday at least. And it should be a lot of fun. Harbor Fest back on Racine's lakefront. That should be a lot of fun, huh? Hey, let me ask you a question here. If you're at a restaurant, you find a hair in your food, what do you do? Just over half of the people in the poll said they'd stop eating immediately. But more than a third of people said they just keep eating, you know, around the hair. They're just going to, you know, eat the food around it. Really? Huh. All right. Day 11, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Come on and count me in at WRJN.
If you need someone to count on.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a
Yeah. from Pasadena.
Tamla sits at WRJ with that little old lady, Jan and Dean, on a, what is today? Monday morning. Monday morning, looking for showers and thunderstorms possible today with a high near 68. Right now, cloudy, 60 degrees, right here at Radio Park. In a bad mood? All right, I'm going to put you in a better mood. Here are 10 short-term mood boosters that people say work the best. Eating something, but not always something healthy. Sweets, number one choice. Taking a hot bath. You can't do that at work, obviously. You got to get it. Do that at home. Distracting yourself with a TV show or book, cooking something or baking, deep breathing or meditation, cleaning your place, exercising, just going outside and getting some fresh air, talking it out with a friend, also hanging out with your pet, a stiff drink. Missed the top 10. It was at number 11. WRJN, listening to WRJN, also not on the list, but it should be, because that'll put you into a good mood right away. But right now, we've got a guy who's going to put you in a good mood, Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spinoff of NBC's The Office. The Paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in The Paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper company. There is no release date yet, but The Paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
The sun is shining and it's time to shake off the salt and bring back the showroom shine at Professional Detail. They specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, and open 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Racine.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouthwatering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's High Octane Country from Bella King. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka.
I can't stop this feeling.
Hooka, hooka,
deep inside of me.
Chaka, hooka, hooka.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hooka, hooka, hooka chaka.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girls, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka. Don't you love that song, Blue Swede? I don't think they ever had another song after that. They just redid the B.J. Thomas hit and I guess called it quits after that. I haven't heard anything about them. Oh, you know, life is pretty stressful. It's hard to not feel nostalgic for your childhood. Got 10 things here that make it great to be a kid. And you're going to think back and you say, yeah, you know what? It wasn't that bad being a kid. School holidays, not having to worry about life, not having to pay the bills, spending all day playing, not having to work, no responsibilities, being excited to wake up on your birthday, playing in the park on swings and slides, having someone cook all your meals, seeing friends every day at school, and getting the entire summer off. And that I added that 11th one in there. But I used to love that, going on vacation with my parents and everything, my brother, my parents. I didn't have to worry about anything. Dad, I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. But, you know, did you think about money? No, I don't have to think about money. I'm a kid. Isn't it great being a kid? I'd love to go back there again. Don't have to worry about anything. Got the box tops now. Here's Cry Like a Baby.
When I think about the good love you gave me, I cry like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy. I cry like a baby. Well, I know now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet or a string. As I look back
Now, the supreme stop in the name of love. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:30 on the Noggin. Here's news with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An SUV rolled over in Racine County early yesterday. It happened in the town of Dover, and seven people were injured. Five people were taken to the hospital, while two others were treated at the scene and released. Authorities say none of the injuries were life-threatening. The cause is under investigation. The motorcyclist who died in a Friday afternoon crash in Racine County has not yet been identified. Witnesses say the motorcycle was passing vehicles on Highway 20 in Dover when it left the road and hit poles along the road. And Kenosha County is shifting its strategy against the opioid crisis. A statement from the county executive says she's dissolving the opioid settlement advisory panel and moving towards taking action. The panel's final report came back saying those impacted by addiction need housing, transportation, and job support. County leaders say the transition from panel to progress will streamline efforts to disperse settlement money. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
To mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible early to mid-afternoon. Our high right around 65. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 55 tomorrow. Sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 72 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
I'm looking at the Pop-Tarts box, and I notice they have directions on there. They have two full sets of directions. They have toaster directions, which I'm not making this up. The toaster directions are longer than one step. I don't know how it's possible that the directions are longer than one. You think it would be step one, toast the Pop-Tarts. But they've managed to break it up into smaller increments. These are the actual toaster steps. I want to be in the room watching somebody who has to consult these steps. Okay, number one, remove pastry from pouch. Okay. I see where they're going with this.
was the song that George Harrison had to pay out a bundle of money to the writers of the Chopin song, He's So Fine, because they said it's basically the same song. The lyrics are different, but the music's the same. And Harrison had to pay out like $500,000, or there was a lot of money involved, because they said he stole it. And it went to court, and the music is the same. I'm going to play that later on in the week. I'll play My Sweet Lord and He's So Fine back to back, so you can hear what it sounds like. Hey, we've got Harborfest is back. WRJN welcomes Racine's Harborfest back to the Rock the Lakefront this week, starting Friday, June 13th, wrapping up Saturday, June 14th. Live music from 9 bands, including a foreign tribute band, Feels Like the First Time, Friday night, and Bella Kane on Saturday night. See all the details at RacineHarborFest.com. Be sure to stop by and say hello to the crew from WRJN. We'll all be out there. I'll be out there Saturday from 1 to 4 o'clock. Hope to see you out there. Should be a lot of fun at Harbor Fest. Let's hope for great weather, okay? That's the only thing. I want great weather. All right, a poll found people in Sweden don't always feed their house guests. It turns out a fair number of Americans don't either. A poll asked people, what would they do if an unexpected guest showed up around dinner time? 72% said they'd fix them a plate. 18% would not feed them. 10% weren't sure. They want to think about it. People in the Midwest more likely to feed you. People in the Northeast more likely to say, go find food elsewhere. Do you believe that? Right now, we've got the Beach Boys. Dance, dance, dance.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
Take it off quick. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick.
I love to dance,
dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 right there.
The beat's really hard.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 yeah.
All right.
Like a show of glass. I play it cool and it's slow and jump in when it's bad.
I love to dance,
dance, dance, dance.
It's really hard on the floor.
Dance, 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 right there.
The floor's really hard.
Dance, 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 it's really hard. Dance, 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 yeah.
Dance,
dance, dance, dance, it's really hard. Dance, 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 right there.
The floor's
really hard. Dance, dance, dance.
And you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come and give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, baby, yes I would. I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box, your
soft shoes shining. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Bobby Darin, If I Were a Carpenter. You got to see the movie Beyond the Sea, starring Kevin Spacey as Bobby Darin. What a great movie that is. Yeah, you get to see when he changed his entire lifestyle, and that's when he had the song If I Were a Carpenter. He went from the teeny bopper type of rock hits to that kind of music. It's a good movie, Beyond the Sea. Kevin Spacey doing a great job as Bobby Darin. Warren Buffett, one of the richest people on the planet, only sent one email is an entire lifetime. He sent it to a friend at Microsoft. It ended up being used in a court case, and he never sent another email after that. One of the richest men. He learned his lesson after one email, huh?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
UW Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. Because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about four times the amount of the poster. Which is actually absurd, because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember, by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Nowhere to run. Local news, Tamlin's hits to WRJN. Showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high of 68. Right now, 60 and cloudy right here at Radio Park. Hey, when you head to Racine's North Beach this summer, be sure and stop at the Beachside Oasis to refresh on a great summer day. And listen for Dan Marcus and his Sand and Surf Report, highlighting beach and water reports several times each day between 10 and 2. Brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating for vibrant color inside and out. Oh, I love the Oasis. I used to bring my mom there all the time. She used to love going there, get a pina colada, and just relax by the beach there, the Beachside Oasis. Ah, loved it. Hey, according to a study, teenagers stay an average of 22 feet away from their fathers in public because they don't want to be embarrassed. Here are the top five things dads do to embarrass their kids. Dance, sing, dressing like an idiot, telling bad jokes, and trying to be cool using teenage slang. Wow, I don't think I ever did that. You know, and this is true. I still have the paper. I made my daughter, when she was 6 or 7 years old, sign a piece of paper, and it said, "I will never be embarrassed to be seen by my dad in public." And I made her sign it, and I still have the paper. Of course, now she's in her 40s, but still, you know, I bring it out every once in a while just to look at it. She actually signed it when she first learned how to sign her name in first grade, and yeah, I didn't want to take any chances. I made her sign that. I didn't have a notary publics, you know, handy, but it was, we both knew she signed it. That was good. It's 8:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. Now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
The Monkees, I'm a Believer. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 855. How much lotto would you need to win to quit your job? A lot of people dream about quitting their jobs if they win, but unless you're already close to retirement, you might have to win a lot to feel safe leaving your job permanently. So, how much would it take? Let's find out. Nearly 50% of people say they need to win $4 million or more to quit. At the extreme, 16% said $50 million to feel comfy walking away from their jobs. 11% would retire with winnings of $500,000 or less. But those people really want to get out of work, don't they? You know, the funny thing is, though, most people who win the lottery, win the millions, they don't quit their jobs. Some do, but a lot of people don't do it. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. here at WRJN. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus, Kurt Bowman, and Brewers Baseball. Keep it right here. Local news, timeless hits, at WRJN. 8:56, got Johnny Rivers now with some summer rain.
At my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow. Warm lips soft as a soul.
tomorrow. Just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be. She wants to live in the Rockies. She says that's where we'll find peace. Settle down and raise up a family to call on, yeah. We'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand. Everybody kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's quieted down in L.A. after a third night of mayhem involving anti-immigration raid protesters who clashed with police, set self-driving cars on fire, and shut down a freeway.
This is Elise Preston in downtown Los Angeles, where officers and National Guardsmen are standing by, blocking off streets as the sun comes up here in Los Angeles. This is the area, downtown Los Angeles, in front of the federal building, where violence erupted and continued throughout the day all the way into the early morning hours on Monday.
LA Police Chief Jim McDonnell.
This violence that I've seen is